This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. We're continuing in Daf HaShavuah. We're closing in on the end of Maseches Nedarim. I think we finished up during the 9 days, actually, this year. So that's a convenient end time. The Gemara on Pei Beis Amud Beis brought the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. And according to some versions, Rav Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that if a woman makes a neder, she asserted something that afflicts her and something that doesn't afflict her. There are those who are of the opinion that since the husband annuls the one that afflicts her, so the one that doesn't afflict her is annulled. But Rav Asi said to Rabbi Yochanan, no, it only annuls the one that is afflictive of her, not the one that's not afflictive of her. So now we're going to challenge Rabbi Yochanan. Eisvei ho'isha shenadra benazir, a woman who is menader naziros. First of all, this is davar yafa be'ita for many reasons. It's this week's parsha. This week's parsha is the parsha of naziros. So a woman took upon herself naziros. That means no wine, no grapes, no contamination. V'hoisa shoisa yayin, and despite her neder, she was drinking wine, umetamel amesim, and she was contaminating to the dead. So the Gemara says, Harezeh zus soifeges asarbam. She gets 40 malkas. Look, she absorbs the 40 malkas because she's violating the neder. The Ran says, Harezeh zus soifeges asarbam. Mefarshinan b'maseches nazir d'mishum gerora d'sefer nakta. It says this, even though it's obvious, agavorcha d'sefa. This halacha is simple, but it brings it in. It gets drawn in from the other halachas that we're going to mention. Hefer la bala. If, let's say, her husband annulled her nedarim, v'hi lo yada shehefer la, and she didn't realize. And she drank wine in the town of Mason, she contaminated to the dead. She doesn't get malchus. Because even though, as far as she was concerned, she was doing an avera, but in reality, her neder was annulled. Now, maybe she'll need kapara, but that's not the subject of this Mishnah. She doesn't get malchus. Fine. V'i now. So if the husband annulled it, she doesn't get malchus. Now, wait a second. In all cases, the husband doesn't get malchus? In all cases, I'm sorry, she doesn't get malchus? Well, what if she ate grapes? Now, maybe that's not afflictive. If she prohibited wine and grapes, that's not afflictive that she can't eat grapes. Or let's see, the Gemara says, "Vi amrit mefer lemesane ve'ina mefer l'shein mesane." If you're going to say like Rabbi Yochanan that the husband can only annul the nedarim of the one that caused her pain, but not the one that doesn't cause her affliction, dilma min yayin de isla tzara heferla. Well, if that's the case, so he's only annulling from wine that she is afflicted by. But min chartzan, from the seed of the grape, min zug, or the skin of the grape, lo hefela, he's not annulling. Do lo yisloi tzara. She doesn't get tsar from not eating grapes. People could go months without eating grapes. If you ask me, when was the last time you had grapes? I don't know. You know, it's not something that affects your quality of life. Wine, on the other hand, there are many people, it affects their quality of life on a day-to-day or hourly basis. So he is only annulling the wine, but he's not annulling the grapes. She doesn't get sar from that. So if she ate the grapes, she should get malchus. Why does it say as a flat-out statement that the halacha is if the husband annulled it, she doesn't get malchus? Well, that sounds like she wouldn't get malchus for partaking of any kind of grape product, but he's really only annulling the wine, not the grapes. So she should get malchus. Let's see the Ran. Second line, Dilma miyayin de'islay tzara heferla v'chulu v'hayda aminan Dilma. This word Dilma, lav dafka. This word Dilma is imprecise. Afilu heferla behedya mizug v'chartzan, because even if he would have explicitly annulled the grape seed and skin, the Rabbi Yochanan de Amar ein mefer l'she'ein mesana, Rabbi Yochanan says he's not annulling the one that doesn't afflict her. Loy mahani, it would not help. Mishum taina de kasivna, because of the reason that I wrote. I mean, the Ran is of the opinion that even if he were to explicitly annul the one that she's not afflicted by, it would not work, because he has no authority over that. He only has authority to annul Nadarim that afflict her. So she should really get Malka. So you say, well, maybe she does, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about if she drinks wine. So the Ran says, V'tispa gizharbam, v'im isa da'achihu, if this is sahab leila tana lashminan, the tana should have taught me that chiddush, hachrabusa, that even if the husband explicitly annuls the nether from the grape skin and the grape seed, soifeges, she'll get malchus, v'afilu bezog v'chartzan, even the grape seed and the skin. Says Gemara, no, there's a specific answer why. Even if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that she's not going to get malchus if she has the grape seed and the grape skin. Amar Rabbi Yosef, ein nazirus l'chatzan. There's no halfway nazirus. There's no nazirus l'chatzan. There's no halfway nazirus. Says the Ran, Amar Rabbi Yosef, ein nazirus l'chatzan. The kibon d'loy mishkachas nazirus shelo yachal afal zog v'chartzan. Since there's no such thing as nazirus that's chal on grape skin and grape seed, there's no such thing of being a nazir without being a nazir from the seed and the skin. Ki amar achmana yifarenu, when the merciful one says you could annul, demashma kulei, which is mashma the whole thing, al korchan afilu al zag v'chartzin kamar. The neder, the nazirus is a one package deal. Really, normally, when a husband annuls, he annuls, let's say she asks her two loaves, one she's afflicted by, one she's not. It's two separate nadarim. So the husband could come along and annul part of it. But nazirus is a one package deal. There's nazirus means no wine, no grape seed, no skin, and no contamination. So when the husband annuls it, he's annulling that entity. You can't have, there is no partial nazirus. So the Gemara now challenges the wording of Rabbi Yosef, because ein nazirus hachatzam implies there's no nazirus for halfway, but potentially, if there were, potentially though, there could be karbonos for a half a nazirus. There's no halfway nazirus, but there could be karbonos of half a nazirus. Let's see the Ran. I'm sorry, let's see the Lashon of the Gemara. Amar le Abaye, Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, ha karban lachatzi nazirus ika. Ein nazirus lachatzan means there's no halfway nazirus. But does that mean there's a karbanos for half of a nazirus? And Abaye says back to that, Elo, Amar Abaye, no, ein nazirus lachatzan ve'ein karban lachatzan. There's no halfway nazirus, and there's no bringing half karbanos. Let's see what this means. Let's see the Ran. The Ran says, "E amar Rabbi Yosef in nazirus chatzon, the kivan doli meshkaches nazirus. Since we don't find nazirus shlo yachal, afal zog." Okay, we did that one. Amar le Abaye ha karban lechatzin nazirus ika. There is a carbon for half a nazirus, betmiya, with a wonder. Midemidika amrit e nazirus chatzon. From the fact that it says there's no halfway nazirus v'loy kamrinon, and we don't say. It's what we do say is ein nazirus l'chatzon. There's no nazirus for halfway. V'loy ka'amrino, we don't say ein chatzon b'nazirus, that there are no halves of nazirus. That's mashma, there could be halves of nazirus. It's just there's no half nazirus in. We'll explain. De b'nazirus atzma yhu d'laka chatzon. For nazirus itself, there's no halfway. You can't be a nazir for wine and not for grape. Ha yesh karban lechatzi nazirus, but you could bring a karban for half of a nazirus period. What does that mean? Kagan shenadra umansa tesvav yam. Let's say she made another to be a nazir. She counted 15 days, and on day 15, the husband annulled it. Now the husband annuls it from here on. He doesn't retroactively uproot it, which means she kept 15 days of nazirus. And Kagan shenadra umansa tesvav yam vehefer la bala, her husband annulled it. Vinimsa mevatel tesvav yam habam, it comes out she's annulling the 15 coming days. The 15 days that are ahead are not fulfilled. Aval tesvav yam shaman sekra, the 15 days that she counted, loin ne'akru, they're not uprooted. The kaimelam beperek misha amar harini nazir debal megas gayas. We say in Masechet Nazir, the husband cuts it in half. Umetame Abaye, Abaye wants to know, how do you bring a karban for 15 days, for partial days? Heich tavi karban al miktsas minyan. How could you bring a karban for half of the days? So Abaye says, no, there's no Nazirus L'chatzam, there's no Karban L'chatzam. See the Ran. Elo Amar Abaye, ein Nazirus L'chatzam, ein Karban L'chatzam. Ki hechi de ein Nazirus L'chatzam, just like there's no halfway Nazirus. You can't be a Nazir for grapes and not grape seed, or wine and not grapes. Sheyev she l'hafer miktsasa, and you can't annul part of it. Dehainu yayin, you can't annul the wine part, but tiyasar adayim bezag v'chartzen, and she'll be usher in the seed and the skin. Hachinami in karban l'chatzon, so too, there are no karbanos for half naziros. In other words, if she observed 15 days, and then the husband annulled it. Dechol shehefer lahabal, but toy chaminyin nazirus, anytime the husband annuls it, within the count of the nazirus. V'nisbato minyin oysan yamin, and the count of those days became batal. Yomim Habon, the days ahead, Shuv Einu Mevi'a Karban, Bishvil Miksas Minyan Nazirus Shamansa. She would not bring a Karban for those partial days that she counted. Kvar Shaloi Amra Torah Lahavi Karban L'chatzan. The Torah never said to bring a Karban for half a Nazirus, Ella Al Minyan Nazirus Shalom, only for a full 30-day period. Fine. So Rabbi Yosef implied there's no halfway Nazirus, there is Karban for half a Nazirus, and Rabbi Yosef said, and Abaye said, no, there's no halfway Nazirus, and there's no Nazirus for, there's no Karbanos for halfway Nazirus. But now we're going to challenge Abaye. We're going to show that perhaps there are Karbanos for a half a Nazirus period. Meisve, we ask a question. From a brisa, ha'isha shenadra b'nazir, a woman who took upon herself nazirus, v'hefrisha behemta, and she separated her animal to bring as a karban. So a woman became a nazir, and basically she became tame, and she therefore separated an animal to bring as a karban for her tuma. And then the husband was mefer. Now, if a nazir becomes tameh, he has to start counting again. And before he counts again, he has to go through a period of tahara, and he has to bring three karbanos. Two shtei soirim, echel l'chatas v'echel l'oila, and a keves, for an asham. So, shtei toirim l'chatas ula oila, and a keves for an asham. So what does she do? Mevi'a chatas ha'oif, she brings a bird for a chatas. Ve'ena mevi'a oila sa'oif, she doesn't bring a bird for an oila, and she doesn't bring a keves for a asham. Okay, but she brings one of the three karbanos. Oh, wait a second. One of the three karbanos? She became tameh. She observed half a naziros. Why exactly is she bringing one of the karbanos? she was mafresh all of them. The amrit ain karban lachatzi nazirus. If you're going to say that you don't bring a karban for a partial nazirus, amay mevi achata soif, why would she bring a chata soif? Says the Ran. She became tamei kaidim hafrasha. So before her separated the animals, since it says she brings a bird for chatas, obviously she became tamei. A nazir doesn't bring a chatas soif unless she becomes tamei. When it says she was mafresh her behema, what do you mean her behema? I thought we're dealing with, yes, chata sa'if, no, oila sa'if. And a bird is not a behema. So, hainu la'asham, shekain nazir tamei, mevi behema la'asham. Ula rabusa nakta. It's telling me a chiddush. Sha'af al pi shefrisha behemta, even though she separated her animal, koidem hafara, before annulling, afilo hachi, when the baal annuls, ein mevi oila sa'if, misha hafala. She does not even bring the oilas ha'if when the husband annuls it. Now, but she does bring the chatas ha'if. Why in the world does she bring a chatas ha'if? She only observed the partial nazirus. Doesn't that show yesh karbana karban lechatzi nazirus? The amrit ein karban lechatzi nazirus. If you're going to say there's no carbon for a partial nazirus, shamansa kvar, that she already counted, shekivan shlo yeshlima minyan shalim, since she didn't count the full minyan, afma shamansa loy chashev, even what she counted is not chashev. Since she didn't count a minyan shalim, so then what she counted is not chashev, v'loy mikri naziris. It's not called she observed naziris. Imkain, amay mevi'a chatas ha'if. Why does she bring a bird for a chatas ala tuma she'irula for the tuma? What do you mean tuma? Yes, she became tamei as a nazir, but not really as a nazir, because she never observed legitimate naziris, because it was cut short. Once it's cut short, that's not a naziris. V'haloy mikri naziris klal. I thought a partial nazirus is not reckoned a nazirus. So the fact that she brings a carbon means yesh carbon lechatzi nazirus, not like Abaye. So Gemara says, no. This is different. Why is this different? I'm sorry. The Gemara says, I have a question to you. What do you suggest? You say, this proves there are carbonis for chatzi nazirus? So can you tell me why you only bring the carbon chatas and not the oila and not the asham? So what are you going to say? I'm wrong. So Abayi says, fine, I'm wrong. Then what? You're right. You're right. There are carbonis for chatzi naziros. So bring all the carbonis. Nobody ever said for a chatzi naziros, you bring chatzi carbonis. Nobody ever said for partial naziros, you bring some of the carbonis. The question is, do you bring carbonis for partial naziros? So let's say, I Abaye, so you're saying I'm wrong? There are no carbonis for chatzi naziros? Well, let me ask you, if you're right, if there are carbonis for chatzi naziros, why don't you bring them? Why do you only bring the oilas, the chatas oif? Ve'ela ma yesh carbon lechatzi naziros? Shalosh behemos b'lesser. You should bring three animals! Chatas oila shlomim! Look in the Ran. Ela ma yesh carbon lechatzi naziros? Shalosh behemos b'lesser. Had she not become tamei, she would have had to bring three animals. Inami. So, the Ran first says, had she not become Tamei, she would have to bring a Chatas Ola Shlamim. Now that she became Tamei, she should bring Asham Ola Sa'if Chatas Sa'if. Inami Afilo Nitmeis Boilasu Shosh Behemois. Where the Ran has a different possibility. She should actually bring three animals. The kivan de baal lav me akar akar, since the husband doesn't undo it and uproot it from the beginning, ela megas guys, he just cuts it in half. Meha far of Eilach, from the time of Anomatana, Nimsa the Chatsi Minyan Naziros Shaminsa, comes out that the half counting of Naziros that she counted, the Mekoimoy Oymed, remains in its place. The Isaka Daitach Yesh Karban Lachatsi Naziros, if you're going to think there are Karbanos for partial Naziros, Hayala Lahavi, Karbanos Shal Naziros, Ditara Achar Shatitar, she should then bring Karbanos of Naziros of purification after she becomes Tahar. I'm not clear on the Ran's second shot. I'm going to learn like the Ran's first shot, that the question is, if there are Karbanos for partial Naziros, then she should have to bring all the Karbanos for becoming Tame, namely Chata Sa'oif, Oila Sa'oif, and an Asham. Says the Gemara, you're right. Elal oilam ein karban lechatzi naziros. Rabbi Yosef was right. There are no karbanos for a partial naziros. If there are no karbanos, why do you bring a chata sa'if? Because chata sa'if is different than all karbanos. Because we find a special leniency by a karban chata sa'if. Namely, usually, if you're mesupik whether you could bring a karban, it depends on which karban you bring. By the way, this comes in halacha, you know, if you're not sure if you are chayiv in oila, you could say the parsha of oila and say, if I'm chayiv in oila, great, and if not, I bring it as an adava. But if you're not sure if you're chayiv a chatas, you can't say, if I'm chayiv a chatas, this should be a chatas, and if it's not, it's just a general donation to the sisterhood, you know? No. There, you can't bring a chatas as a general donation. You can only bring a chatas if you're chayiv a chatas. So you can't say, if I'm chayiv, this should be a chatas. You can't go to the base of Mikdash and say, I don't remember if I turned on a light on Shabbos by accident. If I did, here's the carbon. And if I didn't, it's just a general donation. No. We can't accept a chatas as a general donation. But by a chatas ha'oif, there's a special gzeres hakasav, you could bring a bird chatas misafek. So since by birds, you're allowed to bring a bird misafek, so too, if it's a half a naziros, you could bring the bird. Since in the realm of bird offerings, there are special dispensations, namely in the area of doubt, so we also allow you to bring the bird in a case where it's a partial naziros, says the Gemara. The chatas ha'oif, the masya, that which you bring the chatas ha'oif, mishum, the chatas ala safik. You could bring a chatas for a safik. Look in the Ran, mishum, the chatas ha'oif asya ala safik. The kivan, the kil kulehai, since it's so lenient, the ala safik namiba, ve'ena nachelas, without it being eaten, asya nami l'chatsi naziros, it could work for chatsi naziros. So we don't bring karbanos for chatsi naziros. That's the asham, that's the oil. The chatas, nah, by the chatas. The oilas, the chatas ha'oif has special leniencies. We can bring it misafek, and we can bring it on a chatzi naziros. So now we're back to, we have a question on Rabbi Yochanan. We'll just read the words, but we'll get the question tomorrow night. Same time, same channel. Eisve, ha'isha shenodra benazir, a woman who made a nether to be a nazir, v'nitmeis, she became tameh, v'yachar kachif alabala, and then the husband annulled it, mevia chata sa'if, v'ein mevia oila sa'if. V'i amrit meifer lemasane, v'ein meifer l'shein lasane. If you're going to say the husband could annul the nedarim that afflict her and not the ones that don't afflict her, we'll see exactly what the question is tomorrow. Okay? So that is Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. And Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, Pei Gimel Beis. Shkoyach. Atzlacha.
Recording stopped.
Hi, everyone. Good night, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.